Hey everyone, it's Brenda Rangel and we're at Cuadros Corner. So this 2024, I'm focusing on myself, being more active, working out. I'm taking care of myself, what I'm eating. I also did get a counselor. Taking care of yourself mentally is just as important as physically. Just really connecting and being with my family. Family's everything. Family will always be there for you. And every time I go anywhere, people are like, I love your hair. You have to do what makes you happy and what makes you feel confident. Confidence to a woman like me is when you want to help another woman out. You're not afraid to help people and make people grow. What Mob Wife means to me is a powerful woman, strong woman that's gone through a lot, maintained herself, survived, and she has places to go, people to meet, and let's go. You know, I learned a lot in 2023. So many obstacles, so many. I just want to say thank you to everyone that supported Togo, everyone that showed love, everyone that has been asking me about it. It's not a place, it's a feeling. Shout out to everyone that's like, you know, doing podcasts, opening up a new business 2024, doing fashion, anything. People need to get inspired now. I've had places to go and people to see. I'll see y'all.
Cuadros' Corner is a podcast whose purpose is to bring connection within the local community of the Rio Grande Valley, a digital networking landscape to meet people through their stories of passion, business, desires, triumphs, and obstacles. Check out the podcast description to connect with guests through their links, and thank you for listening to Cuadros' Corner. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and comment.
2024, got people to see and places to go.
So, Brenda, how are you doing this 2024?
It's been a while. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you? Looking like a mob wife?
Yeah, over here? I'm in this new era.
Mob wife,
you know, where I just don't have time for much.
But when you do have time, what do you like to plan it on?
So, I mean, I'm really big on just writing everything down, all my tasks, and just knocking each one down.
Let me ask you something. Do you like to shop?
Yes, I do.
What is your favorite thing to buy?
So, actually, I love going to vintage shops, and I'm here at Backdoor Modern Vintage.
I would like to quickly interrupt to talk to you about our sponsor, Backdoor Modern Vintage. It's a creative hub which features different backgrounds for photography, video, or podcasting. Located at 907 West Business 83, Weslaco, Texas, you can also find a variety of props for your projects and an assortment of wardrobe to rent or buy as well. Backdoor Modern Vintage, located at 907 West Business 83, Weslaco, Texas. You can make an appointment by texting or calling 956-619-3830. Backdoor Modern Vintage.
It's my favorite because as soon as I come in the store, I mean, to just come in, the energy feels good. And of course, I get to see Yvette, which I love. I love her so much. And she has all these amazing coats. I mean, she has it all. And it just feels nice. I feel like every time I'm here, I don't even want to leave.
Do you want to show off what you're wearing? Tell us a little bit
about
it.
So actually, I'm styled by Yvette herself. I'm wearing this white coat. I mean, as soon as I put it on, I told her, I need to go to New York.
It's a sheep, she
yeah,
says.
Yeah, oh, it's a sheep. And she put this hat on me, which I love as well. And I just want to show this bodysuit, though. This bodysuit is from Skims.
That's Kim Kardashian's company, right?
Yes, Kim Kardashian. And I just love the way that it just grabs your body, and it just feels nice. So
talk to me a little bit about your, your love for Kim Kardashian and her products. Why does it move you so much?
So, I mean, let's start with that Kim Kardashian. I love her because she is just an amazing businesswoman. I think that, you know, she just gets things done. basically. And she's so creative. I know that she has a whole team that helps, that, you know, that help her out. And it's just amazing to watch all her creations.
I love that.
Yeah.
And what do you think about Yvette's setup that she has here?
I love the setup. By the way, every time you come in to Backdoor Modern Vintage, it's in Weslaco, by the way, guys. Every time there's a new story to be told here. And as soon as I walked in, I was like, wow. Like, I love the setup. It makes me feel like, I just feel so great. I feel amazing. I feel confident. That's another thing, the confidence that it just brings out of you.
Tell me about what you are expecting for this 2024. What are you looking forward to?
So this 2024, well, I'm focusing on myself. I am being more active, working out. I'm taking care of myself, what I'm eating. I also did get a counselor.
Nice.
So I feel like, you know, taking care of yourself mentally is just as important as physically. And just really connecting and being with my family. Family is everything. That's definitely something that I've learned, that family will always be there for you.
Nice, I love that. And what's one thing that you're leaving in 2023?
So, what I'm leaving behind, you know, there was a lot of obstacles, 2023.
Challenges,
solutions. If you haven't watched that podcast.
Episode six,
go watch it now. There was a lot of challenges this past year. So I think that those challenges have made me a better person. They've made me reflect on who I am and who I want to become. And I'm going to still continue being me regardless of situations that have happened. And I'm just very grateful. I'm very grateful for, you have to be grateful for the bad, just yes, as much as the good.
Yes, I think, you know, whenever you go through a challenge, I think it leaves you a lesson. And speaking of lessons, is there one thing that you took from 2023 that you're bringing with you to 2024?
So the lesson, that's a really great question.
Or any sort of an experience or a conversation or, you know, anything
yeah,
that happened in 2023 well, that you feel made you evolve or go to the next level?
I would say, you got me thinking on that one. I would say, even though I feel like it's so much fun putting yourself out there on social media and the creative part of it all, I think that's something that I want to care, that I, you know, kind of learned towards the end and moving forward, is like, I feel like you need to protect your energy, and sometimes not everyone needs to know everything.
Protecting your energy?
Yeah.
As in, like, being mindful of who you share
yes,
your time with.
Correct. Being more mindful and, I mean, being aware of who's around you and what people's intentions are. And when someone shows you, like Maya Angelou says, when someone shows you who they are the first time, believe it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love that. I have always wanted to ask you about your hair.
Oh, thank
you. It looks really amazingly red.
Thank you.
Tell me, what inspired you to color your hair red, and how does it make you feel?
So I love this question because it's crazy how just changing your color of hair just moves everything. I was blonde for so long. By the way, I naturally have dark hair. So I was blonde for a very long time. And
do you want to show off your hair a little bit closer
yeah,
to your camera?
Sure.
And talk to us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So I was blonde for a very long time. And I turned 30. And I was like, 29.
When you were 18?
I know, wait. Actually, it was when I turned 29, and I was like, I need something different. That's the thing about me. I always like to evolve. I think that that's a good thing, to always be evolving every year, learning new things, and recreating yourself. And because, you know, who I mean, I'm not even who I was last year.
Yeah.
You gotta like, I need to reintroduce myself.
Tell us a little bit about you.
But, you know, wait, just to finish with my hair, you know, I wanted some change. I wanted to let go of everything that happened in my blonde era. And I wanted to go into something different. And here I am. This is my second year with red hair. And I'm loving it.
Is that the longest you've kept?
Piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's become a staple piece. Thank you, Yvette. And every time I go anywhere, people are like, I love your hair. I will say my family, they want me to go to my natural hair color. But, you know, something that I learned and I continue to learn and remind myself is that you have to do what makes you happy and what makes you feel confident. And right now, honestly, like now that I'm working out, eating better, taking care of myself physically, mentally, I feel very confident about myself. Yeah.
Tell me, what does confidence do to a woman?
Confidence, for me, confidence to a woman like me, and I know I can probably speak for other women, is when you want to help another woman out. That's confidence to me, because you want to see other women win and succeed. And yeah,
you're not afraid.
Yeah, you're not afraid to help people and make people grow. That's confidence.
Love that. Mm-hmm. What gives you confidence?
What gives me confidence?
Is there a routine that you'd like to stick to? Maybe something that you enjoy doing? Any sort of hobbies?
So I'm really big on self-care. That's what brings me confidence. I love to, you know, constantly keep up with my facials. I mean, I'm not trying to sound vain, but it's like, it's things that make me happy, getting massages. I know I sound very
It's part of your mental health.
Yeah, it's part of my mental health. You know, people do things for their mental health. And for me, it's about, you know, just doing the things like those appointments, you know? And then of course, now that I'm doing counseling and, you know, there's other things that I want to do. Actually, yeah. I just said I want to learn how to speak French.
Oh,
so,
love that.
Yeah. Oui. Bonjour. There,
yes. Do you want to talk a little bit about how counseling has helped you?
Yeah. So I can't say that I've been in counseling for a year. I'm not there yet. But even with these few sessions that I've had one-on-one with my counselor, I mean, it's just been so great. Be able just to speak about anything and feel comfortable. I have felt comfortable. I mean, it's just like I'm an open book and I'm here just to let it all out. And the thing that I told him was like, I'm here to get better for me, mm-hmm. for Brendan the next 5 years, for Brendan the next 10 years. If I'm the best version of myself, I'm able to be good to my family, my friends, build great relationships with people. And, you know, succeed in whatever I do.
It's like that, like taking care of you helps in maintaining your relationships around you.
Exactly. Because, you know, you have to be the best version of you. Like every day, I mean, there's always going to be challenges and there's always going to be things that, you know, are going to be happening. And having that control of yourself and how you handle a situation, mm-hmm. is what, you know, it's all about. Having control.
I think that's great because being a psychology major, it's very something mental health people don't know, like that 85% of people have some kind of, you know, disorder or whatever. I'm not mm-hmm. saying you have one, but only 25% of those people seek some type of resource. There's so many resources out there. And what a great way to get a fresh start is talking to someone about it. And, you know, that right there, it's like a huge confidence boost because, you know, there you go again, you know, you don't feel alone.
Yeah.
And that's just more power and strength and
exactly.
courage.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And it's in, you know, it allows you to get to know more of you, all the layers of yourself, and you're like accepting of who you are, and you're like, okay, you know, this is me, I love me, and I'm gonna be the best version of me moving forward.
What's your favorite thing about yourself?
or a few. That's too many. The list is long.
Or a few.
Too many. Well, you know, the thing that I love about me is that I continue to be me. I'm authentic. I feel like I haven't changed. You know, many people that come across me that have known me for many years are like, oh, you're Brenda, you're still the same person. And I think that that's a great compliment. And that is something that I strive to be because, I mean,
it's like, it's, have, sorry. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, it's just like when you were just talking about you, how you've been the same person forever. You haven't changed. Is it kind of like when you don't see someone for a long time and then you see them again and it's like the same, you pick up back where it was.
Exactly. Yes. That
her exterior can change. And but she continues to be genuine.
Yeah.
And stick to who she is.
Exactly.
Regardless of what anyone tells her or
tries
to sway her or, you know,
she
will continue to be Brenda.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know I had mentioned earlier that I'm always evolving, but my morals is what stay the same. Being kind to
the
people.
Foundation.
The foundation of who I am stays the same. And I think that that is something that I love about myself. Yeah.
One thing that you told me before the podcast was that you wanted to do this mob wife type of inspiration.
Killed it, girl. Woo!
I wouldn't be able to do it without you, Yvette.
What about it drew your attention? And tell us a little bit about, for those that might not know, what is a mob wife?
So, you know, people have a different definition for everything, right? Like, you know, people ask, well, what is success? That's the number one question people ask. Well, you're asking me, what does success mean to you? What does mob wife mean to me? So at the moment where I'm at in my life, what mob wife means to me is a powerful woman, strong woman that's, you know, she's gone through a lot, but she has maintained herself, survived, and she's here. And she has places to go, people to meet, and let's go. Like, it's like there's no time for anything. Like, let's just keep the page going.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you ever saw that movie, the one with Lady Gaga, where she's a mob wife.
Movie.
Yeah. She's a mob wife in that one, too.
Yeah. And
she was the main character. Yeah. Again, it had nothing to do with the mob. It's about a woman having to go through obstacles.
Exactly.
And do things and accept things that, you know, we aren't normally going to do, but why not? We want the lavish lifestyle.
Yeah.
Eventually, in the end, the mob wives get nothing. They have to sell everything, but that's okay. It's a lifestyle, but we can be our own mob wives.
Yeah.
We don't need to be in a mob to have a lavish lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly. Yvette said it perfectly.
Love
but it's
it.
Something that makes you feel powerful and strong.
Yeah.
To be able to have, you know, to look luxurious and feel luxurious, regardless if you're married to the mob or not. You know, we have all these stereotypes in society, but at the end of the day, it's how we feel about ourselves. It's not what we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we treat people, again, like what Brenda said.
Yeah, exactly.
Love that.
Yeah.
Is there a way where you can show off your Skims? Is that what it's called?
Yes. So Skims? It's Skims.
And then maybe try a different coat?
Yeah.
You
try so definitely,
coats?
For sure.
Put some music.
Yes. So I love this coat. Oh, I'm obsessed.
It's so pretty.
Okay, let me just fix
it. So what is Skims for those that might not know?
I should do a commercial of Skims. So Skims. Oh my God, I'm a little, excuse this right here. So Skims, you know, back to like what Skims is for me. It's for all body types, for every woman in this universe. It just grabs your body. It makes you feel, once again, confidence. That confidence that it just gives, the way that it just hugs your body, it just feels nice. I love that, you know, they have nudes, blacks, and it just goes with anything. You can just put it on and put on a coat or put on a blazer, or, you know, you can dress it up as much, you know. I can't say enough about Skims.
Do you
how
want
many
to...
Skims do you have?
Oh, yeah. How many?
I went to the store in Austin. So Kim Kardashian, she actually opened up her pop-up Skims in Austin. And I was there about a month ago, I would say a month and a half.
Wow.
And great experience. And as soon as I put it on, I'm like, this is why everyone's obsessed with Skims.
Is there one in closer to the valley, or you have to go
no,
to Austin?
No, but hey, Kim Kardashian, contact me. Let's open up a Skims.
Also.
956.
Franchise.
I'm going to try on this coat.
It looks really good on your skin color.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like it just, again, I feel like I'm repeating myself with this
confidence,
you know? It's all about confidence this 2024, ladies.
That's going to be the name of the podcast. Confidence.
You, oh my God.
Is it warm?
Oh my God. Hello. This is what happens every time I try on something from Backdoor Modern Vintage. It's just.
It looks great.
I'm ready to go to London.
That's Coyote.
Coyote?
London.
That's the lady, Queen of the South right there.
Wow.
Queen of the South.
And your red pop.
South Texas.
Yeah. Queen of the 956.
I love it.
Hey,
I
have
love
you
it.
Gone to the Pulga?
I haven't. It's in, we need to go to the Pulga.
What?
Let's go to the Pulga.
The
There's nothing wrong with the Pulga, right?
I want to take Brenda to the Pulga and just have her walk through the Pulga with a fur coat and just film everybody.
Yes, I'm down. Tell me a day and time, and I'm
Sunday.
There.
Sunday.
I'm there.
Sunday part two.
Yes.
I'll be moving.
Hey, guys, you know what? Like this, comment, and tell us if you want us to go to the Pulga.
Oh, yeah. They definitely want us to go to the Pulga.
Enjoying,
you
yes.
can see Bronco. What? Tell us about the next coat.
Oh, so this coat. So, the next one, you mean? Another one?
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah,
that
okay.
Coyote.
Oh, actually,
let me
put.
Coyote.
Here, okay. Nice. Let's see.
That was only $150.
Let's do a black coat.
Wow.
Because black. Can never go wrong with black, friends.
It's very classy. Wow,
classy.
Look at that. You ready for New York?
I am ready.
What a difference. I love it.
Man.
Let me see the white one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we did that sale at Tago?
Yes,
oh, yes. Ooh, Tago.
Let's do another Tago.
I miss Tago. Oh, I remember that.
I was so tired.
That was so much fun, you know.
No,
you know, that's the great thing about Tago. I mean,
it was so good.
Yeah. For those that don't know, but you probably do know, or I actually have not really said much unless someone asks me or I'm on, you know, somewhere.
Surely everyone misses.
Yeah.
It's a huge success.
Yes.
Huge.
Situations happened. You know, I'm not going to go, you know, so deep into it.
No, they have to come and ask you.
Yes, you got to come and ask me and take me out for some coffee.
That photo, my God.
And then maybe I'll tell you no. But, you know, things happen and, you know, I've learned so much. I go back to, like, you know, I learned a lot in 2023. So many obstacles, so many. But as a true entrepreneur would say, nothing is a loss. Nothing is a loss. Because everything you learn, you just take it with
you. It makes you better.
You take it with you to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. And then by the time you know it, you have this, I'm dropping names, Oprah. Says you have your aha moment. Your
have
aha
your own
moment.
Chance moment is what she said.
Yeah, you have your aha moment and then everything makes sense.
That's the only thing I remember from Oprah is sign your own check.
Sign your own check, girl.
She's rich as you know what.
Yeah. So, you know, it's all going to make sense. It's all going to, nothing is a loss. Everything is a win. And I'm ready. And I'm ready for the next thing. One thing about me is that when I want something, I go at it and I make it happen. And on to the next, on to the next. There's that movement just has to keep going, has to keep going.
Like what they say, the slingshot effect. Like sometimes you got to go back to get released and go even further.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, for those of you that maybe are going through like some challenges or you've lost some things or people, just know that things always get better.
Oh yeah.
Things always get better.
What's one thing that you love to do? I know that you've said self-care.
Yeah.
But is there one thing that you love to do to think about how things are going to get better for you?
Like what I like to do.
Do you like to journal? Do you like to plan? What do you like to do?
So actually, I like to watch podcasts. I'm huge on watching podcasts. I watch a lot of motivational podcasts. And I love watching women in business. Women in business, women that it's just so inspiring. And I don't even really watch TV. I'm always just watching all these videos, podcasts, like learning motivational speeches. Like that's my thing.
Your life is a movie.
Yeah. Yes. And that's one thing we've always said. Your life is a movie and you're the character. You're the
main character.
Main character. So you better make it good, baby.
Back when Brenda was 18 and she worked in the shop with her mom, because all the moms bring their daughters here.
Yes.
And then the moms are like, I took you there. It's all because of me. And
that's mom, literally my mom.
My mom is one of my very, very good friends, clients, and I love her so much. She brought me a birthday cake. She's very special to me. That's why Brenda's kind of like my daughter. They call me the godmother. But when Brenda walked in the shop and she was 18 years old and she was looking up at everything in the shop and she was like, Yvette, how did you do it? What made you do it?
And yeah.
And then all of a sudden she has her own business. She's doing really well. Here we are. She says she's 30. I feel so old, but you know what?
Girl, you look great.
Thank you. I thank you.
No, seriously, you do.
But I remember Brenda, when she came in here, she was so inspired. We had a fashion show. We did photo shoots.
I saw that.
We became very, very good friends.
I would say we're family.
Yeah, we are family, for sure.
And one thing that, you know, Yvette, not just one thing, many things that she has taught me is just to always be kind to people and always pray and talk to God. And that's something that I really, you know, thank you for that.
Yes, it's true. I do a lot of praying.
Yeah, a lot of prayer.
I do a lot of sitting too, but the thing is that none of us are perfect. But this is what I told Brenda about Tago. I said, you know what? You did badass. You were successful. Mm-hmm. You were it was a huge success.
Huge success.
So, boom, ding, dang, it's done. Guess what? Everything you do in life, you're going to be successful.
Yep.
So try something else. Do something else. Don't ever, you know, think that you are only capable of one project.
Exactly.
You have to follow your passion. God gives everyone a passion. It's called the passion of Christ. He gives us a skill in order for us to survive. The indigenous women, they make baskets, they make purses. What we do and how we affect people is our, you know, passion.
Yeah.
And Brenda is very genuine.
Yeah.
That's why I told her, just blow it off. What's
you.
Next?
I can't
wait to see what's next.
I know. And
you're
going
to be like some bougie rich mob, married to yourself mob wife. But whatever you do, you're going to be successful.
You know, and
always.
That's, thank you so much. I appreciate your kind words. And honestly, I have so many people that are like also very excited. Like, what is the next thing Brenda's going to do? and, you know, I'm definitely going to be a little bit more silent about it until things happen.
Work in silence.
But work in silence.
Don't talk, do.
But, one thing about me is, like, you know, I strive for for making it happen, you know? And Togo was a huge success. Excellent. And I miss the people. So many people that I met that, you know, I was able to connect with them in any type, you know, in anything. Because that's one thing about me. I love connecting with people, with just anything that you want to, you know, talk about. I connect, and connecting people with other people, and there's just so much beauty in that.
Brenda the connector.
Brenda the connector. The power of connection.
Love that. I think the last time you were here, uh-huh, I didn't ask this question, which is something I've been asking everyone.
Yeah.
But I would love to see your response. Obviously.
Keep looking at me, Carlos.
Obviously, there's this phrase that says, puro 956.
Puro
95. We live in the 956.
Yes.
What does that mean to you? What does that represent, that saying, puro 956?
We shall overcome.
Puro 956. You know, I've never had anyone ask me something like that. Okay, of course not, right? But puro 956, for me, it would mean like just, oh, God. It would mean like puro 956. Like, this is who I am. This is how I was brought up. These are my values. And this is how it is. It is what it is. And this is what you get.
I love that.
So, yeah.
I love that because every time everyone gives a different answer.
It's family. It's community. Mm. It's raza. It's passion. We are something to be dealt with.
Yeah.
We are coming out of our
show.
Well, we're the valley, the tip of Texas is considered the lowest poverty level in mm-hmm. the United States. But guess what? That's completely changing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's actors, musicians, models, people yeah. who have come, photographers.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, influential creatives have Correct. Come from the valley, artists.
Yeah.
And, you know, have overcome and become very successful.
Yeah.
And I think it's a pride thing. It's kind of like, hey, macho, no. It's we shall overcome. We will get.
Yeah.
We can dominate in any restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, on any, you know, runway. Look at Nolan, you know.
Yeah.
Fish, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I think that it's like we are something to be dealt with.
Yeah.
We're not just anybody. We are special.
Yeah. And that's definitely something beautiful about the 956 that, you know, there's so many creators, people that are really just wanting to make something, you know, having that business, having, you know, whatever it is, right? And one thing I will say to the 956 is support each other. Support each other, support your friend's business, whether that's, you know, support us, support this podcast, repost, like, share, you know, anything helps, you know, and I think it's important, like, if we're a community, let's stick together, guys. Let's be kind. Let's be supportive of each other. Let's, you know, show up for your friend, whoever, in some way. If you can't physically be there in anything, a modeling show or anything, just and of any type of event, share it on your socials. Any type of support, you know.
Share that energy,
like. That is, there's beauty in that, guys. Like, let's be kind. Just, I know I keep saying the kind, but it's just, it really truly is that. And, you know, stop the gossip.
Yeah.
Stop the gossip.
Is there anything that you have in your mind and your chest that you want to share that I haven't asked you?
Well, let's see.
Is there any more coats that you can model to?
I think she likes that black.
Yeah, I think I like this black
one.
I'm gonna stick with the black. Something that I want to get out of my chest. I feel like it's kind of basically everything that I've said. You know, something that I learned from having my business, built, you know, meeting people, you know, everything that happened in 2023. It's so simple. I think be yourself. Be authentic, be supportive, be be authentic, be supportive, and show up. Just show up. Show up every day. Show up for yourself, show up for your family, show up for anything going on. And yeah, I would say that.
Love it. Thank you so much for coming to the podcast.
No, it's over. No, I want to keep talking.
Okay.
Just kidding.
is your second podcast. So
my second podcast. I know that we had a lot of views on the first one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know that you did a clip, you know, that.
Oh, yeah, the teaser.
The teaser that everyone loved.
Oh, yeah, I love that teaser.
Yeah.
It spoke to me. I was like, I don't really edit the podcast, but I do listen to it back. I listen back to it so I could find those pieces where
exactly
stand out
so
we could use it as a teaser.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think that was one of the most relatable teasers that I ever did for the podcast.
Yeah.
What would be your advice to your younger self?
Ooh. My advice to my younger self.
Dye your hair red sooner.
I would say to my younger self is don't dim your light just because your light is so bright to people. Like, in other words, like,
because you're blinding people.
You're blinding people, exactly. Like, don't listen to, like, the no, you can't do that. Or, you know, you shouldn't do that because of this. Or, but did you think about this? Are you sure? It's like, no. Like, don't dim what you want to do. Don't dim your light. Don't dim. Like, do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
any shout outs? I want to give a shout out to your mom for giving me that sandwich.
Big Brenda.
We need to bring her in.
I love that sandwich. Thank you so much.
I want to shout out everyone that has supported me. Thank you. I appreciate you all. I know I've been a little in my little quiet era. And I just want to say thank you to everyone that supported Togo, everyone that showed love, everyone that has been asking me about it. And, you know, it's something that's always going to stay. But who knows? Maybe Togo can come back, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, you know, Togo's not, I feel like it's not over.
It's not a place. It's a feeling.
It's not a place. It's a feeling. And I just, you know, I'm excited for, you know, this journey. Like, I'm excited for what's to come. I appreciate everyone. And for the people that, you know, just didn't get a chance to go to Togo, it's okay.
Everybody went.
Everyone did go, but we got to stay humble over here. We got to stay humble.
No, yeah, it was delicious.
I just want to shout out everyone that supported Togo, and shout out to everyone that's, like, you know, doing podcasts, opening up a new business 2024, doing fashion, anything, like, anyone, everyone in the 956, like, I'm here. I support you all.
Love it. Wow. Thank you so much, Brenda. We appreciate you coming and sharing your update with us. Like, your, let me ask you, when is your birthday?
My birthday's May 15th.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say maybe we can release it then, but I was like, dude, that's too far away.
No, that's too far. People need to hear this.
I thought
this
it was
now.
March.
People need to get inspired now.
Yes.
People need to hear me.
Woo. Yes, yes. Yes. So thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate you, your friendship, Togo.
I appreciate
everything.
You all.
We're real quiet for now.
Thank you. I love you all. Where are the flashing lights? Paparazzi, I'm going. I'm leaving. I've had places to go and people to see. Oh my
God. She's leaving.
I have to go. I
thank
can't.
You so
I
much.
Can't. I'll see y'all.